flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Ava Graham's going to be here at 6 for, a Bud Light Super Bowl pep rally. You can win Eagles merch and tickets to next season's home opener. Guys, before we get to the top 5 of 5, just a dose of reality here.
Great.
This is the last hour of our show we'll do before the Eagles play the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. This is it.
So is it a leave it on the line Friday?
It's a... give it all you got, leave it on the line Friday.
Beautiful.
Love it.
All right?
Beautiful.
Love it.
All right. Let's get to everybody's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So we're back from New Orleans. And the great part about it, just it's fun going on those kind of trips with work people. You'll learn more about them.
You sure
now,
do.
Now, Spike, I know you did the top five yesterday of all lies.
Yeah, they were all very true. The top five things I learned about Jack Fritz.
Oh, I didn't get to hear it.
Yeah.
All lies.
They're all true.
Jill was so happy about the phone thing. In my defense, I'm not on my phone that much.
Number three on the top five things I learned about Jack Fritz was, I know Jack loves his wife, he loves his family, he loves his kids, he loves his friends. He loves nothing more than looking at his phone.
You look at your phone a lot.
Way too much.
I don't have that much time.
Dinner, in the bathroom, in the Uber, in the just...
what are you supposed to do?
Staring at the... talk to the people you're with.
I'm always present. It's not fair. Even when I'm on my phone, I'm a great multitasker. Anyway, here are the five people who performed the best in New Orleans of our little trip there. Number five is Spike.
Ah.
At least I made the list.
Yeah.
Shocked.
We are shocked by that.
Yeah.
But to just power through after only eating fries.
That's a good point.
And continue to show up as a red light player with absolutely no nutritional value in your stomach.
Yeah.
It was impressive.
Yeah. Thank you.
It was impressive. Now, you know.
I do appreciate that. By the way, it was fries and alcohol. That was
yeah,
dinner.
I have no idea how you survived for 5 days doing that.
I feel horrible.
But you did.
Thank you.
Yeah, you did.
And they weren't even great fries that
No, time. They were not.
New Orleans food, great. Fries, horrible.
Yeah. And that I would have liked to have, because a couple of nights you guys powered on past where I could go. I just knew my limits. And I knew if I was going to get up and do the show the next day.
Well, someone has to be the responsible one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, for sure.
You took one for the team.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that instance. That. I like making the top five here.
Okay. Number four is Joe Giglio. And why is it Joe Giglio?
Yeah.
Because this is a man who I thought was going to be in bed by maybe 7:30 every single night thinking about his minivan. And he didn't get crazy.
But he was there.
He was present.
Yep.
He was present. He was downtown. He was out. He was having it. He even, on the last day, he beat me to the hotel bar, which was surprising.
When we got back from the show, he was already at the bar.
Already there. Joe Giglio.
And I could sense he really thought long and hard about hanging out with me and you afterwards.
Yeah, I know.
He didn't want you to go back to the hotel by yourself.
He was being a team player.
He was being a team player, but I could see it in his eyes. He was like, I think I still do want a drink right now.
And he's probably a good decision by him. Yeah. He did have an earlier show.
The guy wears he weighs a buck 20.
Yes.
And he was pounding back beer down there, man.
He was.
I thought it was a great performance from Giglio. I agree with you.
Orthopedic shoes kind of threw me off a little bit.
Again, they were like about 2-inch heels
right
on those things.
Souls,
whatever. Yeah. And not heels, I guess.
And he was always down. I was like, hey, you want to go see the Preservation Hall Jazz Band? He's like, 5 seconds. He's like, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Well, this is a guy.
The guy's like he's never been anywhere before.
I don't think he has.
Yeah.
I think he's just scooped up all the time. And he was let out of his cage a little bit.
Yep.
And he did a good job.
All right, good.
Number three is, of course, Ike.
Oh, I had Ike at one.
Nah, someone else is at one.
Okay.
I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
What?
How did I perform well?
Nah, you're just there. You know,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but you brought energy.
All the time.
I'll be honest.
Steady performer.
If it not for Ike, Ike's like, look, the guys are on the trip. This is a bonding experience. We're going out.
Yeah.
If it had been me, it would have been, hey, we'll have a drink at the hotel bar. I'll go up and go into my room at 8:20.
Yeah.
But Ike's like, no. We're going out.
Yep.
Let's go, fellas.
And he was nice enough to take a nice half-hour Uber ride in the wrong direction.
You guys haven't told this story yet.
Yeah. You want to wait afterwards?
Tell it.
Go ahead and finish your top five. I'll tell it afterwards.
It is a great story. I wasn't there for it. I got it the next day. And a 10 out of 10 story.
The second best performer in New Orleans is Elliot Shore Parks.
Oh, yeah. He deserves credit.
Yes,
well.
What did he do?
He was on the radio all the time.
Oh, that's true. That's right. He did work a lot.
He was getting pertinent quotes from people. He was at the Eagles. He was with us. He was he tried to interview Chris Sims for 3 days. I swear to God. He was stalking Chris Sims.
Yep.
But I thought, and
when he got the Myles Garrett stuff,
Elliot dominated Radio Row.
Recorded us doing Creed
every day.
The final day.
He didn't go out as much as he did in Phoenix.
No,
he had to work way more.
Believe me, I'm glad he didn't.
I know.
We hung out Sunday. I saw him Sunday in rare form.
He's
that
a dancer.
Was enough.
Tiny dancer.
My favorite part about
Elliot. That's what the Elton John song is about. It's about Elliot.
You can always tell when Elliot has won. Like he's jumped the shark, as they say in Cheers.
Yep. Nope.
Happy days. The other one. Yeah.
Yep.
When he starts twirling his hand like this.
Oh, yeah.
And he starts bobbing his head. That's the problem. That's when you know you've lost Elliot.
So years ago when I lived in Chicago, I dated a girl who told me that she was like, women over 40, when they dance, they just put their arms in the air. And that's what Elliot does.
Yes.
When Elliot's hand goes in the air, that's when you know he's had a few and he's dancing.
Yep.
It's not like the moves aren't that good, but the hand is always in the air.
It's always moving.
I agree. He dances like a 40-year-old woman.
Yep. He does.
Agree.
Lady coat, lady feet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Lady dancer.
It's good. But number one, the best performer in New Orleans. Now, was not there for the first part of this, but was there for the second part, is Cowboy Jim. Cowboy Jim.
Oh, you guys are disgusting.
Wow.
You get one first-class upgrade.
Good job, Fritz.
You are disgusting.
And beers on the way down.
By the way, you left Hugh off the list.
Well, I didn't see him.
Okay, you saw him the first night.
The reason why we left Hugh off the list.
Because he was sleeping at dinner.
He was sleeping the whole time.
Yeah.
He must sleep 16 hours a day. He's a bear.
It's a lot of walking for the big fella, man. He had to walk a lot.
Well, especially the early morning humidity.
Yes.
Having to walk to the convention center.
Yes.
He was probably sweating up a storm. But Cowboy Jim got minis on the way down for Ike and Hugh. He got me free beer. He got Giglio a free beer. And then on the way back, we're just walking onto the plane. And all of a sudden, there's Cowboy freaking Jim. And he's like, hey, I got you guys first class.
So let me tell you the best part about this, though.
Unbelievable.
We go to check in.
Yeah.
And I give the I forget what you even call them, the people who bring you on the plane. Anyway, she's checking the ticket.
Yep.
And she says, you're flagged.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So me and Jack look at each other like, what do you mean flagged?
Yeah, we're both flagged.
Terrorist Ike.
So we had no idea why we were flagged. She said something about the seats. I didn't even pay attention. She just handed us new tickets.
New boarding passes.
New boarding passes. We get on. That's when we find out we've been upgraded to first class. He had our ticket flagged. Cowboy Jim did.
Wow.
So he did that on purpose. So we would get a little concerned about it, and then he put us in first class, and we saw him as soon as we walked on. And I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Cowboy Jim is here,
and he had a sign handwritten that said, Cowboy Jim sucks.
Sucks, yep.
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 He gave us a bag of food at the end.
Once again, yep. Jack, always about Jack. The number one performer because he got a first-class upgrade. By the way, was he part of the trip? It was the end of the trip.
It was.
But he participated in the first part, too. I have a new motto for me personally.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Private courses only and first class only.
Well, yeah. And by the way, the first class you got on those planes isn't even great. It's good first class. It's not even like what first class can really be.
Sure.
Which is unbelievable. But even just having a bigger seat. And
it's all it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop trying to rain on our parade because we got first class and you didn't.
Yeah, I did get first class. I just had to pay for it.
Well, there you go.
It cost me $100.
Okay. Yeah. So y'all ready to hear this cab story, I'm sure, this Uber story.
Yeah, well, hold on. Before that, this hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale through the end of February. Save 40% off all doors and windows. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. All right, so here's the story.
All right, so when we broke away from you and Joe Giglio the other night.
Wednesday night, I think.
Wednesday night. Yeah, we've been hanging, right? Yep. We're going to meet Donovan, and one of his buddies is with him. So he gives me the name of the restaurant he's at that they're hanging at, having a couple drinks. I'm not from New Orleans. I don't know where the hell any place is at. So you just can't give me the name of a restaurant, have me punch it in Uber, and then there's six restaurants come up with the same name, and I got to pick which restaurant you're at.
Yep.
Right? In order for the Uber to get there.
Yeah.
So the Uber gets here. I take a guess as to which one we're in.
Always a good idea.
Long story short, it wasn't the right one, but the funny part was the ride to the wrong spot.
I don't even think it was a restaurant, was it?
It was a church.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean, where we wind up at?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the outskirts of nowhere.
Y'all want to tell the story? Y'all want me to tell the story?
No.
Okay. Don't interrupt the story.
I thought you were skipping over that part. I'm sorry. Continue. I'm sorry.
And took the flow away from the
story.
Sorry. Yes. So, long story short, we're on the way there, and Jack and I are like, dude, this can't be the right place we're going to because we're driving away from the damn city. Like, we're driving away from downtown. I'm like, I don't think Donovan will be all the way out here. Like, would he be out here?
How far?
This is 15 minutes into the ride. It's 15 minutes into the ride.
And just for context, everywhere we went is within a 1 mile radius.
Yes. So here's the thing. I'm over here mumbling to Jack that, dude, we can't be going to the right place. This dude don't know what he's talking about. This and that, the other. And I mumble, this bleep don't even speak English. Right? Because it was a foreigner that was driving. He says, I do speak English.
So he heard you talking trash.
So he heard me talking trash about him in the back seat.
Yep.
And then when I said he doesn't speak English, he's like, yeah, I do speak English. Needless to say, I'm apologizing the rest of the ride the whole time. Like, oh, my bad, man. Yeah, that's not what I meant.
And tipping extra.
And I had to tip him extra just for that because we got to the wrong place. And the first tip I gave him, he was like, he saw the tip, right? Because they could see it. The Uber, they could see it.
Oh, you did it right in the car. I usually wait. Okay.
No, I did it when we got to the wrong spot.
Oh, because you needed him back to go again.
So I didn't want to call another Uber.
Right.
So I needed him to take us to the next destination.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, man, I'll tip you. Don't worry about it. So I paid him the $20 that it cost to go there.
Yep.
Tipped him $10.
That's a big tip.
That's 50%.
Yep.
Damn near. And I heard the grunt. I heard it.
Yep.
But I was already in a bad spot already. I already insulted the man. So I was like, oh, don't worry about it. I got you. I add a little something extra on there to it. So I wind up tipping him $20 more. And then he says, I forgive you. So he got a $30 tip out of me, all because I felt guilty for saying, this bleep doesn't even speak English.
See, you were scarred from when we went to Queens,
and
we literally had an Uber driver that didn't understand anything.
Yep.
You thought it was one of those situations.
Well, here's the thing. The accent is thick.
Yep.
He was mumbling stuff. Didn't sound like English to me. But it doesn't mean he doesn't understand English.
Right.
He clearly understood everything I was saying back there in the back seat.
And then,
by the way, we had already had a few winners. We were together before
yes.
we left, so I,
yeah.
you know I'm in a different state of mind now, so I
well,
we had a few winners already.
And then we got close to the location, started walking. We got out and just walked the rest of the way.
Yeah.
The place Donovan was at was
oh, yeah, that's
less than a
part.
Quarter mile from our hotel.
Yeah,
it was literally
blocks.
Up the street from our hotel.
You could see it from our hotel.
Yes. So I paid $50 basically to just take a trip around the city real quick.
Well, you know what? That is the money you didn't pay for the tip for the Uber driver that got your iPhone that I ended up paying, that I tipped three different times.
Yeah.
It all evened out. Yeah.
How did I hear Hugh lost his phone in a cab?
Oh, did he?
Yeah. I guess he was on the air talking about it today that he left his phone in the Uber on the way to the airport.
You can't send us 5 days somewhere and not have something go wrong.
I was so happy I didn't leave my phone. I was listening.
Priority number one.
Yes.
We apologize to that Uber driver.
Yes. Oh, man, yeah. Listen. You don't know how many times I apologized on that, the rest of that trip. I was hoping we didn't get dropped off somewhere. We weren't supposed to get dropped
he
off.
He could have done that.
That's what
to
I'm
you
saying.
Too.
Yes, he could have been like, get out.
Yep, I'm not taking you back.
Yes.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Finally, Colin in Limerick. You're on WIP.
What's up, guys? Hey, sorry about that. My phone was acting up and pissing me off. But then I think about what's going on Saturday, and then I listen to Rios's hype phone call, and it feels like electricity is going through my nervous system, and I can't help but giggle in excitement, because I feel like the Eagles are this defense. Okay, this is a scenario. They come out to the DMX song, What's My Name?
Yep.
That like the beginning of that song, it feels like a nightmare, like a monster murder movie is about to happen or something like that. And everything goes fine. The Eagles show that it's an impressive win, that they are squarely the better team. What I see happening at the end, though, is it's something like 32-34 to 20. And huh? Mahomes has about 4 minutes left.
Mahomes.
And he goes down, he scores a touchdown, and then a two-point conversion, which makes it, what, 28-32? I'm accounting for if Elliott freaking misses an extra point or something like that.
What?
They stop a three now. They stop a three now. Okay. And then Mahomes starts driving again. And Brandon Graham works the magic again. He causes a fumble, but the referees think that his arm was going forward. And then, a few plays later, Nolan Smith comes and does what Brandon Graham should have originally done. I see like a batted ball by Bond and Reed Blankenship intercepting it. Kansas City isn't as good as they were last time, and our defense is better. But you can never – it's Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, man.
Mahomes.
It's Andy and Patty. That's what's like. And you know, Spike, come on, like Tony Dungy, Todd Bowles, bro. It's not like you're trying to differentiate rhinos or anything like that.
Rhinos,
you know what I mean?
It was. He was also a Bucks coach.
Yeah,
give me a break. I know.
Yeah. all right. Have a great Super Bowl, guys.
All right.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if he got Colin
down the shore?
I think he got E, right? And yeah. S at the end. I don't know what the letters were in the middle of there.
He sounded like he was being tortured.
He did. Well, there's nothing.
Yeah. You sound like the
ego.
You sound like the bird sound effect that Jack uses.
There's nothing. I think what do you say, like the happy giggle or like angry?
Yeah,
that's terrifying.
Giggle, yeah.
That sounds like a freaking
clown. Oh, yeah, he's scary. He's a scary sounding guy.
Oh, my God.
Mahomes.
Mahomes. That was a real one.
Yeah. Know? Yep. Not a Tommy one.
Not a Tommy one.
It is a on the record Friday. You got to tell us what you think is going to happen on Sunday. 215-592-9494. Devin in Roseland, you're on WIP.
Yo, what up, fellas?
What's up, brother?
What up, Devin?
Yo, Ike, can I get a little bit of that juice, baby?
He must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Buzz is like Yoshi now at the Ike juice shop.
Yep, right on.
Let you finish. Yeah.
Pause.
There we go.
We
all
love
right,
it.
Devin.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Devin?
Devin?
Hey, how we doing?
There we go. Yeah.
So here's what's going to happen. Patrick Mahomes all season, he's looking to the refs. Every time he's looking to the refs, he gets his call. It's so talked about. It's so known about. The refs can't really do this now. So when he starts to get pushed, when he starts to hands in his face, you know, that little extra push, that little extra, you know, that sack, that there's no call because it's just a sack, that's going to get in this man's head. And he's going to make mistakes. And then Saquon Barkley's just going to feast. He is going to put Taylor Swift on a leash and walk her around the stadium. This is the Eagles' year. Everything is coming through Philly. It already came through Philly. Detroit, yeah, psych, it's Philly. And now we reap the benefits of all season watching the best team in football. It has always been the Eagles, and that is a fact.
All righty.
Devin, why is Taylor Swift on a leash?
Because Saquon Barkley is the dog walker.
Why is he the dog walker?
Because he is the best player in football.
Okay.
And,
all right. I just
and
need
now
to,
we're going
to
see it.
Yeah, I just need to tie it all together. Yeah. That's a good one, Devin.
We'll get there.
Yeah. That's, you know, not everybody's an A student. You get the occasional C student, or maybe the A student gets a C on a test. It's okay.
Not Rios today, though.
No, Rios delivered. Rios always delivers. All right, coming up next is your final chance to go on the record Friday, the final half hour of the last WIP afternoon show before the Eagles play in the Super Bowl on Sunday. 215-592-9494. Coming up next is you. And the text line, and that's about it. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Remember on Sunday, all the big game action at the official sports bar of the Eagles. Find a location at chickiesandpeets.com. So we got home from New Orleans last night. Got home. Very late, 1:32 in the morning. You know who was very excited to see me? My dogs. Love them, Scotchy and Rebel. Wife woke up, sort of happy. Dogs, very happy. That's how you feel about your pets. It's a very, very loving relationship. You have this big day on Sunday. They got to have the big day, too. That's what the lead dog, George Perrini, thinks. If you're going to party on Sunday, they're going to party, too. So every Dogs and Cats Rule has NFL-licensed Eagles jerseys in every size. Tiny dog, big dog, doesn't matter. Bandanas, toys, collars, leashes, fresh-baked birds-themed biscuits, and this week only, a special savings on beef jerky and chicken. Buy one, get one free on Philly cheesesteak jerky and Kansas City barbecue chicken jerky. Buy one pack, get the other free. And as I've told you many times, the thing that I love best about Dogs and Cats Rule, look, I love the high-end nutrition products they have there. I love the supplements, the treats, all that. But the staff is A+, can answer every single one of your questions. They have the knowledge. They have the patience. They have, and they're waiting for you. Like I said, 7 locations, 5 in PA. That is Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, Bluebell, and New Hope. 2 in Jersey, Pennington, and Princeton. Dogsandcats.com. Sorry, it's been a long week. Dogsandcatsrule.pet. Shop small, shop local, shop family. Go Birds.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
A Super Bowl performance by everybody.
Oh, come on. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
That was pretty good.
That was different than Radio Row.
Yes, we didn't get as many people singing with us.
You know, I think we're going to need Herb on this side because he's right by the speakers.
No, I'm good right here.
No. Herb, if your mic is in front of the speakers, we're going to get feedback. Please just bring him over here. It's okay. Yeah, Herb, you got to come back up here. It's No. Put him back here. We can't have this. I don't want to have the mic in front of the speaker because we get feedback. It's going to ruin it.
Yeah. I'm with you. I just don't want it to be intense.
No, I was looking at them. Moment, yeah. I just wanted them to come over here.
Yeah.
All right, so Herb from the Northeast is here.
Very excited.
And 2 years ago when the Super Bowl happened, Herb gave a very impassioned hype speech. And Herb thought it was appropriate that he give another hype speech. Herb, take it away.
HR from the Northeast. Right. The greatest fans are right here in Philadelphia at Chickie and Pete's at Broad and Packer. We're right here. We're ready to get that trophy coming down Broad Street on Monday. I go way back. From Jaworski, Harold Carmichael. I go back even before then. I've been watching these games since 1960, 61, when I was 7, 8 years old. Okay? I've been with Reggie White. I've been with Buddy Ryan. I've been with Seth Joyner. All the brothers. Eric Allen. Okay? Is in the Hall of Fame.
This guy.
Don't leave out the exciting ones.
I was at the Super Bowl in 2005 when we lost by 3 points to the Patriots.
Damn.
But we got even when I had open heart surgery 7 years ago. I had 2 operations. These guys know about it. I pulled through.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay.
Give it up for her pulling through and not dying.
And now I'm back. Talking Eagles football 24/7, okay?
All right.
Everybody knows me from the Wells Fargo.
All right.
Okay?
I know you from the afternoon show.
Now's the time. We got the best team in football. Number 26, number 1, number 11, number 6.
Smitty.
Let's bring it home. Let's bring that trophy home and bring it right up here.
Yeah, that's
okay?
What I thought we were doing.
To Chickie and Pete's. Bring it home. Give me an E.
E.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me a G.
G.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me an E.
E.
Give me an S.
S.
What's that spell?
Eagles.
All the way.
There he goes. That Herb from the
North. Give me a score. Give me a score, Herb. Give me a score.
What's the score going to be?
What's the score?
I'm predicting 48. 29.
Wow. Yeah.
48, give 29. It up for Herb in the Northeast.
Yes.
You didn't think he was going to land the planes.
I didn't think we were ever going to bring it home, to be quite honest with you. I was pretty sure we were going to get a lot more than that.
I thought that was going to be the end of the show.
Yep.
Well, when he said he knows the brothers, I just didn't know where we were going after that.
He included Buddy Ryan in that.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
What a guy.
This show is something else.
One of one. Don't show that hype speech to Mahomes.
Yep.
Show it to the team, man.
Yep. The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Marks, your engagement destination. Online at marks-jewelers.com. What happens Sunday? Eagles by 10. Eagles win a close game. Chiefs win 54.2%. Eagles by 10. 33.1%. Eagles win a close game. My favorite part of Herb's speech was all the different people that know him.
Yep, everyone knows him.
Yep.
So
the people of the Wells Fargo Center.
We're going to put that on. That's going to be all over.
Yep, yep.
That's going to be on Twitter.
Yep.
I'm sure the YouTube.
Yep.
He's talking about everybody knows him from the Wells Fargo Center. No, they know you from
the
WIP.
Yes,
what are you talking about?
Yes.
Lock in. And then, I like that you start with, this is HR in the Northeast.
And then last thing that was my favorite, because it was all my favorite, was just the phrasing of, I've been with Seth Joyner. Right. I've been with Reggie White. It's like, wow. Yeah.
My favorite part was, he's like, I've been watching the Eagles since 1960-1961. And, like, obviously, what are you supposed to respond to that with? Besides, one guy in the back goes, bleep yeah!
Yeah.
Oh, what a show.
Were the TVs around in 61?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, did everybody have a TV?
I don't know if everybody did, but there were definitely TVs in the 60s.
Okay.
Yeah. I think. I say that very assuredly. I kind of know. What a room here at Chickies and Pete's. By the way, Ava will be here afterwards for a Bud Light Super Bowl pep rally, giving away Eagles merch, tickets to the home opener next year. Who knows what that home opener is going to be if we win this game on Sunday?
I found out. Did I see something yesterday that we're not in Australia?
It's 2026.
Yeah.
Oh, it's 2026.
No, I thought 2020. No, I don't think we're in Australia 2026. They announced the Rams and one of six other teams, and we weren't one of the six teams.
Oh,
that's
out.
What I thought. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
I know they're going to Dublin next year.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to Australia.
They are going to Dublin next
not
year?
Not the Eagles. It's the NFL's playing their first game in Dublin.
Oh.
215-592-9494. Our friend Pat in Denver. You're on WIP. What's up, Pat?
First of all, shout out to Eric Allen for making the Hall of Fame. My favorite player growing up. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
By the way,
Jack.
Looks great. Looks great, Eric Allen. Yep. He really does. Yep.
I'm sure he's aged much better than most of us. Jack, you're so lucky. And now I know why you did your top 5 and 5 to put Cowboy Jim at number one. He could, like, put you in handcuffs for getting up from first class to go to the bathroom while the damn thing is taxing, man. Like, act like you've been there before, right?
I hadn't been there before. And and it was – we still hadn't moved yet. I knew it was getting close to time. So I had about 10 minutes there. I couldn't have waited 10 minutes. So I made it a run for it. I did say everyone here knows who I am, so I pulled the "Do you know who I am?" card.
Yep, Wells Fargo Center. Yep. Everyone over there.
Like sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do in a pressure situation.
Absolutely. So you know, you guys know I'm a numbers guy, right? Like,
sure.
I've been running the numbers on this thing, statistical simulations, AI models, 10,000, 20,000 times, and it kept coming out the wrong way every time. KC by 1 or 2. Then I listened to Rios, and Rios had me so fired up I pictured him in the middle of the Louisiana swamp with alligators coming at him, and he's screaming blood and violence.
Yeah.
Against the alligators.
The alligators are scared of Rios. Yeah.
They were running away from Rios.
Yep.
So I got it 27-26 Eagles. I don't care what the numbers say. I don't care what Vegas says. The Birds are going to go to Vegas and win this game. Mm-hmm.
Did you say they're going to go to Vegas?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. There's not a game there, I hope they stay in New Orleans.
Who do you think got people more fired up? Rios?
By the way, I didn't hang up on you, Pat.
I know.
It clicked off. Okay.
Did Rios get people more fired up or Herb?
Oh, Herb.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, Rios was number two this week. By the way, the ESPN statistical simulation has the Eagles winning 56.1% of the time. So even though the Chiefs are favored, like Elliot said, the ESPN computers have the Eagles winning 56% of the time.
I can't wait to see who the entire panel picks to win tomorrow.
Right.
I'm here on a Friday, right? When did we had the debate? Wednesday?
Yes,
I think it was Wednesday. Elliot and I. And, you know, I respect Elliot's football opinion, his knowledge. He works hard. Mm. So I figured it was a debate that was worth having. Like, I'm sitting here today and I'm saying to myself, why in the hell do we really believe the Chiefs are going to beat the Eagles other than because they have Patrick Mahomes? There's no real football reason why they're going to beat the Eagles.
Nope.
Right?
They didn't have a tougher schedule.
The Eagles are clearly the better team here. We're going to feel good Sunday night.
This is, I'm starting to get to how I felt before 17.
Yes, we're going to feel good Sunday night. And I'm telling you, Coach Sirianni, more importantly, Kellen Moore, you already got the job in New Orleans. I don't need you going out there Sunday trying to prove how smart you are. Stick to the formula that got us here to the Super Bowl. Give 26 the ball. Let the defense do what they do. Jalen will make key plays when he needs to make key plays. And you know what? We're going to get to the five-minute mark in this game, and we're going to go up double digits. We're going to go up double digits at the five-minute mark in this game, and then we're going to have to hold on to the end.
And it'll probably still get a little bit scary.
I don't know, because you know what? I think Vic Fangio learned his lesson from that Rams game.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't play this umbrella coverage.
No. No, because a good enough quarterback and team is going to do that quickly.
Yeah.
A worse team, I get it. You want to make them take 10 plays. You don't want it to happen in one play.
Yeah.
But the Rams one happened in a minute.
Yeah. The only thing is, like, this Chiefs passing offense is not explosive.
That's the one thing I was going to say. They don't have the ability to go down the field like the Rams did.
Yeah. Like, this is actually a dink and dunk offense.
Yeah. Which means it's going to take them longer to actually score.
Yeah.
We go win this game. Listen.
You're there.
Sunday night.
I knew you'd get there by then.
Sunday night.
Yep.
This city, I don't mean this literally, chill out everybody Sunday night.
Yep.
This city's going to be on fire Sunday night.
On fire.
Stay off the poles.
But responsibly and not on the poles because somebody's going to get hurt.
Believe me, them poles getting greased down this weekend. You bet that. Yeah.
Mr. Shorehands, you're on WIP. What's up, Mr. Shorehands?
Yo, fellas, welcome back. Welcome back.
Yes, sir.
Pour me up. It's still
he must been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice. Ike juice. I need me some Ike juice, man.
Yeah, me too. I'm trying to buy 1,000 shares of that good, huge idea, though. For sure.
Uh-oh.
I'm a big-time bologna eater.
No Diddy,
baby.
Man. No Diddy.
What did he
say? Somehow you a big time bologna eater, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, I ain't
like Tommy down the shore.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's what he means.
Right. Yeah. You talking about the wrong kind of bologna.
Yeah, come on, Ike, where's your hat?
I didn't say big bird, dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Ike's always bringing the show into the gutter.
You got to pause me, right. What's going on, man? Blood on the grass.
That's right.
About
blood
to
on the grass.
That is that. QB1 full touchdowns, baby.
Four?
Ooh, four touchdowns.
Whoa. He's going to get MVP if he gets four touchdowns.
Listen, the amazing, legendary, strongly rooted crew, Saquon, Super Saquon, with two tutties. You know what I mean?
Turn
to the six touchdowns. That's six touchdowns.
Yes.
Well, unless he throws one of them to Saquon.
51-22.
51?
Win. Yes.
Oh, no.
Okay, Andrew's on
That's
TV, by the way.
Okay, Andrew on TV. Oh, my God.
And Justin right behind him. Oh, always sneaking in.
It's a come up for everyone. Herb's giving the speeches. Justin's on TV. Mr. Shorehand's eating bologna.
Yep.
The big red dynasty falls and green flags appear all around the country.
Yep.
Reminding everybody, Eagles have always been a number one bird. Gang green, bang, bang.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
51 points.
And that mighty flight song they sang. Fly, Eagles, fly. Score a touchdown, one,
no,
two, three.
No.
Fly,
big old swing of
this. Eagles,
nope.
Fly.
Nope. No. Close.
Well, you were wrong. You got the whole song screwed
up. Yeah. One verse too early.
Rocco, yeah. Rocco from the Dirty 30s here. That's exciting.
Yeah, I saw Rocco. Kenny, sort of from the Dirty 30.
I got Kenny's Hall of Fame card.
Oh, he does have a card. He does have a trading card.
What's up, Rocco?
Zeus from D.C. Sir, you're on WIP.
You're really part of the Dirty 30.
What's up, Zeus?
Oh, yeah. This is the moment we've been waiting for 2 years. Getting that rematch against the dreaded Kansas City Chiefs. Now, Ike.
Yes.
First off, I want to shout you out, man. I took a picture with you and my family back at the training camp a few years ago. One of my favorite pictures of all time, man. You and AJ Philly, good dudes. Philadelphia legends. Much love to you, brother.
Appreciate that, right?
Now, yes. Here we go. Here's what I'm thinking. Everybody's talking about Vic Fangio's record against Patrick Mahomes, 0-8. When you look at the teams that he had in Denver and you look at the team he had in Miami, he didn't have a defense as loaded with talent and as smart as this team has been this year. I think that changes everything going into this game. I'm more confident in this defense than in probably most defenses around the league. They're smart, they communicate, they're in the right place, got those boys coached up to be dominant on the field. And let's not forget, Jalen Carter is a disruptor for a reason. You cannot stop him. Even if you try to, you create an opportunity for Nolan Smith. You create an opportunity for Milton Williams. So either way, we got dogs on that line who would want to make mincemeat of their offensive line. Now, on the other side of the ball, we talk about the offense. And everybody that plays at Patrick Mahomes, it seems like they get tight when they play. We know who we are. We know what our game is. We have never strayed from our game plan all season long. You want to try to stop the run? Fine. We're going to fire your ass up with either AJ or Devontae or Dallas Goedert. You try to stop the pass? Cool. All you're going to do is let Saquon eat and run all up and down the field. We know who we are. Our offensive line is a bunch of dogs. They're going to stop everything. They're going to protect Jalen. No more fumbles. No picks. And we're just going to go out there and dominate that way that we've been doing all year long. Here's my final score prediction. 34-21. I think Jake is going to make a couple of key field goals to push the lead forward. And we're walking out of Sunday with the ball in hand. And we're going to take the whole damn thing. If you feel me, give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right, Zeus.
All right, Zeus.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Thank God they're gone. Radio Row today at 5:30.
That's definitely true.
100% true.
Nobody wanted any part of it. Houston. I Sports Radio 610 in Houston, our sister station down there.
Yeah.
They are our brothers.
Team guys.
Yeah. Shout out to Figgy Fig. That's who took all the video and everything.
Yep, yep. Their entire social team, the hosts were laughing. We love our Houston station. What's next?
Coming soon from Odyssey Podcasts. Do you always feel like people are letting you down and you are forced to constantly criticize them because of it? Well, so does Spike. Download I Have a Bone to Pick with You, Spike Eskin, where you get podcasts. Alex in Lancaster.
Is that about Jack?
Well, it's about Costos. It feels like you always have a bone to pick with a lot of people.
Well, that's the bit.
I know.
Yeah, I love Costos, but he let me hang it on 5:30 Creed.
Yeah.
He actually loves Creed. He knows the words to lots of songs, and he sat right next to me as I sang alone in the middle of Radio Row.
He's a bad guy.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. What's next?
Look, everyone says the chicken is better than the steak. For years, people have picked the chicken over the steak. I've been told you can't come here and expect the chicken not to be better than the steak. I'll take the steak. Elliot ordering dinner.
That is a good one.
All week.
Yes.
Yep. They're Chiefs are the better team.
Today, what was his final score? Like 33-23 or something?
33-30.
Eh. Still.
You said 33-20?
33-30.
Oh, 33-30.
I thought it was bigger than that.
You know, Elliott's not really a hedger, but this week felt like a hedge for Elliott.
Oh, of course.
Saying the Chiefs are the better team and then picking the Eagles. We all know the Chiefs can win, Elliott.
Yes.
We all know. Big shocker. They've won two straight Super Bowls. You're not telling anybody anything they don't know. What's next?
That guy is coming here? The city of New Orleans after hearing Rios's call.
Yeah, y'all better get ready. I don't know if you have enough security.
And he's not going to the game.
Right.
He's not going to the game. He's going down to be amongst the people. He wanted to make sure the Rios energy was down there in New Orleans. And I agree with him.
Yeah, if we win, he's getting some credit.
Damn right he is.
For going down
there. Make that drive down.
Absolutely. What's next?
Do you guys see why we struggled with him now? The polygraph machine.
Very true.
Yeah. Well, he beat the box.
Well, the next time we have the polygraph day, which we better have again, the goal is going to be figure out Elliott. Well,
I know who won't be taking a polygraph the next time.
Rod Lakin.
That's Rod Lakin.
Yeah. Well, he got exposed. That's the issue.
He was trying to be a team guy, and he also thought he could beat the polygraph.
Yep.
Oh, my God. He admitted we're the favorite show.
Yep.
Well, by not admitting, and he lied about it. Oh, my God. So good. What's next?
And as you all know, the Chiefs coach on Sunday, Hank Stram. Spike at Chickies and Pete's.
All right, Hank Stram.
One slip up and they won't let it go.
Yep. That one's going to last. The Tony Dungy one is going to last. Well, it's not only been a great day, it's been a great season here at Chickies and Pete's. And my hope is that we will be here Monday, not angry, but celebrating.
Right.
Not what went wrong, but what went right. And I will gladly meet everyone who told me that I was wrong about Jalen Hurts before the show. You can line up. Jack, are you gonna? Jack won't be standing there.
No.
Yeah. Whether he's standing there or not,
yeah,
he'll be taking the arrows.
Yeah, he'll get it.
I'll be shooting him.
Yeah, Jack.
After Jalen wins MVP Sunday.
Oh, yeah. God.
Oh, I can't wait for the parade next week, ladies and gentlemen. I won't put the cart before the horse. You know what that means, Jack, right?
Yep.
Don't put the cart before the horse.
Uh-huh. Okay. He doesn't know.
He does not know.
Nope.
But it's okay.
Yep.
I do feel good about Sunday. I do feel good about Sunday, and it's not just me being an Eagles fan. I think when you get to a game of this magnitude and you got the type of opponent that we're facing, you almost want to make sure you're giving them the proper respect that they deserve. And I think we've done that enough. We respect them. But quite frankly, we're the better team. And I think come Sunday night, America's going to see what we've watched for about since week five, since after the bye week. We've watched the best team in football. And everybody else is going to get a chance to see them Sunday night. I can't wait, man. Enjoy it. Be safe out there Sunday night because, damn it, it's going to be a victory Monday.
There
Damn
we go.
Damn right, it's going to be a victory Monday.
There we go. Well, we'll be here with you on Monday to talk about it all. Let's talk to you then.
Go Birds!
Whenever you're ready, you do it.
All right, here we go. E-A-L-E!
Well, they jumped the gun. Trent, take it away.
G-O-E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There you go.
Fly, Eagles fly, on the touchdown, 1-2.
1-2-3.
Let's go, Birds. E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
E-A-G-S-E-S, Eagles! E-L-E-S, Eagles!
Crank it up!
Okay. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
That's so bad.
Okay.
That was so bad.
Getting pressure up the middle of the huge.
E-S, Eagles!
Let me hear you all say, E-L-E-S, Eagles! Let's go, Bird!
By the way, coming up next is Jody Mack and Rob Ellis. Rhea Hughes here as well for the big pep rally at Chickies and Pete's. You know, this has been a cold winter. We're going to get more snow this weekend, more snow next week. And when it is cold out, that's when you really know that your old drafty windows are not cutting it anymore. Same thing with your doors. And we're going to have a lot more winter left. We got, you know, 6-8 weeks left, and there's going to be another winter. Guida knows. That's why Guida has extended their big winter sale through February. And it's a sale you can't miss, because this is a big discount. 40% off every window and every door. That is every expertly installed energy efficient replacement window, which also includes free high performance low E glass. That's Ava in the background screaming. It's cool. Just listen to me. 40% off every high quality door, included insulated entry doors. Buy now, pay later with Guida's interest free financing up to a year. But this is only through February, so don't wait. Call Guida. Get all the details. 877-GO-GUIDA. Schedule a free in-home estimate or visit them at goguida.com. That's goguida.com.